Dude, stop thinking Prague Police and start thinking PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 8 of the PS3 podcast. I'm JCM. With us this week, we have, as always, Ace.
What's up?
And Tasha's here.
Hey, hey.
Returning, of course, is Fubear.
Loyal minions!
And we have two new people from the site with us today. We have Genetic Mania.
Ohayo gozaimasu.
And we have Baba.
How's it going? Sweet.
Well, here we are for another week. Not too much happened game-wise as far as new releases. I know that there wasn't much.
Nope. Harry Potter's coming out soon.
Yeah, since the movie reaction, so they got to get that game out before it gets released. And there wasn't really any DLC on the PlayStation Network either, except for Kenshi for Mortal Kombat. Everything else is just game videos.
Yeah.
I don't know, I gave Kenshi a tryout today, gave him a good, thorough work through. He kind of reminds me of, like a noob cyborg kind of mixed with an Ermac. He's got a lot of telekinetic powers, remote attacks. He's not really for the new player. He's kind of more of an advanced player. His fighting style is really hard to get used to, but he's a pretty sweet character, and he's a good piece of DLC, and not bad at $4.99.
Nice. I'll have to check it out. Yeah, I liked him a lot in the past Mortal Kombat games. I used him in Sub-Zero all the time, and Katana. But yeah, I really like
him. I love Sub-Zero.
He was a great, great character.
I don't know. For me, it's more. I found Scarlet to be a lot better of a DLC character. She's pretty sweet. Got a mix of ranged attacks with a lot of close-up attacks, and then of course my go-to player is Sonya Blade. You can't go wrong with Sonya.
There you go. I do have to say though that Kenshi's fatality, the one where he throws his sword across the stage and he just punches the guy and then he flies into it and just gets cut in half. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Though the reveal when they first announced Kenshi, his second fatality where it's like a telekinetic slam, they call it a camera slam. Mm-hmm. His eyeball was supposed to fall out of his head and then kind of streak down the screen. But for some strange reason, I don't know why they changed it, but they, like I said, they changed it so his sword comes and cuts you in half, and yeah, that's the fatality. Although pretty cool.
Yeah, fatalities are always good. I know there's been updates to the Uncharted 3 beta. They've been doing little bits of patches. I know everybody's still playing that, I'm sure.
Yeah, one happened while I was playing and it got kicked off.
No,
it made you restart.
Yeah, I was actually, I think I was in the loading up a match and it didn't finish loading because I think they updated it right as I was trying to join a match, so it just was like a black screen, so I had to quit.
Ah, that's not good.
But I could hear people playing.
Yeah, that's dogs in the background.
Dog. I don't know, I tried it. Personally, for me, I have both Uncharted and Uncharted 2. I find the multiplayer it's not there for me, you know.
Yeah.
When you got a market saturated with all these shooters and so they're more true to type, this seems too arcadey for me. You got to dump an entire clip into a guy just to kill him. It's too all over the place. Movement's too fast. It's nah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't enjoyed it. Yeah, it's really not for everyone.
But I do enjoy it, so more for me.
Tell him.
What about you, Genetic?
What about me?
You been playing the Uncharted beta at all?
Nope. I don't like Uncharted.
Oh. Now we got problems.
Oh, now there's a problem.
Gonna be like that, huh?
I'm gonna edit that so it's just him saying I like Uncharted.
Yeah, good idea.
Make him.
You Activision.
I'm Fox News. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, for fuck's
Activision
sake.
Is the new word for Jew.
Oh, yeah, I'm Foo Bear. I'm not playing Uncharted 3 beta right now.
No, my dog was doing something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, oh.
Sure, the dog.
I'll admit, though, I only played Uncharted. I only started on Uncharted 2 when it first came out, and I only played for, like, the first three missions, so I didn't really give it much of a chance.
Because freaking awesome.
What was it about Uncharted that you just didn't like? I mean, that's one of the PlayStation 3's kind of flagship exclusives. What is it that you don't like about it?
I'm just not into the whole kind of be thievy kind of guy. It's like, I'm just not too much. When it comes to a type of shooter, I'm not a big fan of third person.
Yeah.
It kind of annoys me, but I guess it was the fact that it kind of, like, in the way of the whole cover system and hiding, it made me think of Gears of War too much, which just made me rage.
It just reminded me of Rainbow Six.
Except it kind of just reminded me of Rainbow Six. Except, yeah. You know, I'm not walking.
Yeah, I can,
like,
kind of see that.
Mile per hour.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why everybody has different tastes for games.
It's like I'm trying to play Infamous, and I still cannot get into it.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first one's kind of, yeah, I kind of have to agree with him. It is kind of stale at moments.
And
I'm
the
still kind of slowly playing through it.
The visual stuff when it's talking to you, it's so bad.
Like the in-game?
Yeah, the in-game when they're talking to you. It's like an old Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that was one thing that, like, we had to really address that in the second one, which they did. The second one improved upon a lot. But,
bueno.
You know, I have to say, when I was playing Infamous 2 and I was trying to get all a couple of my trophies, like, for clearing out the islands and doing all the side missions, I hate the side missions where you have to beat up a guy, a certain group of enemies, and then you read the one guy's mind, you know? You know, like, you scan him, you need to find the package or destroy the convoys. I hate those because they're not scripted, so it's like they just randomly have to happen, so you just have to keep patrolling over and over and over until it finally does. And it's like, I finally got one island cleared, and I have to do the other one, but I have, like, four spots that I have to do that, and I'm just...
It's a pain in the ass, trust me.
I know, and I have everything else. I just have, like, one dead drop I have to get, and then I'm playing on Evil right now, going through and blowing crap up, and I'm going to get... Once I get that trophy, I'll... I think I have to play, like, a couple more user-generated content so I can get that 25.
Now you mentioned that user-generated content thing. That's the one thing I haven't been... It just hasn't sold me. I haven't bought Uncharted 2 yet, so, you know, I can't really comment on it and how it kind of works into the game. But that whole user-generated content thing for Infamous 2, I think that's just a stab at trying to get more people into... You know, into the game, which I think, as a title alone, Infamous doesn't need that extra little push. You know, with that play, create, and share kind of gimmick. I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem right.
Well, have you played Little Big Planet?
Oh, please! I got both Little Big Planets, but you see, what the thing with that is Little Big Planet is based on that. Like, that's the premise of Little Big Planet.
Yeah,
it's the play, create, share, right? Yeah. So, I mean, when I think Infamous 2, I just think, you know, a solid single-player experience, right?
You think they should just stay away from this, what Little Big Planet is doing completely, right? So I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are there fun user-generated levels for Infamous 2?
Yeah, there are some. There's some good ones.
I made one.
I typically filter. I was going to make one, a couple, but I was like, nah, I'll do it later. But I filter it so I can do, like, I had to do new for the trophies. But some people just... There's some that are just fun if I just want to destroy a lot of crap. But, and then there's some that are... There's always the bad ones. It's the same with, like, LBP had, you know, bad levels. But there are some good UGC.
They kind of varied, too? Or are they all kind of similar?
I try to play... Like, you can filter so you can make sure you choose which ones you want. I've played a lot of... Assassination seems to be popular, but there's some that are fun that are just like destroy a you know, a horde of guys. There's just tons of guys coming at you, and you just have to go all out. And that, but you have to stay within a certain. You can't go outside a certain boundaries that the player they've set. And those are really fun to do. I like a. I also find that in user generated content, the Ionic Power, they drop a lot. Like the orbs you pick up. Because when I play the regular game, I rarely get them unless I kill like a heavy or something. But if I'm playing UGC, if I kill just regular guys, I get them like all the time, which is
now,
nice.
Now, have you tried out the UG? Like, have you tried to use this level, the mission editor? Have you tried this thing? I mean, how does it compare to games to like, you know, LBP? How does it stack up?
Well, it's the same. It's not. I don't want to say the same. Like, nothing. But I mean, it's the same kind of. It's intimidating at first because when I looked at it, I loaded a map. Like, you can do a preset loadout. And then you can edit that. So you can choose, like, assassination mission, and it'll automatically have a group of guys and your target, and you can modify from there. Kind of like if you were to take someone's map from LBP and modify it more. And I went to see how the triggers were working, and when I looked at them, it looked crazy. It's like if you ever look at, like, the Little Big Planet calculator level, and then you just look at all the triggers that are in place to get that to work. It just looks insane, and that's like how it looks at first in Uncharted. Like, it looks complicated, but I'm sure once you get going, it'll just all make sense. Like, I just looked at it for a sec, but I didn't actually spend that much time in there because I was too busy trying to, you know, I wanted to play the game. But
So would you say that it's just as powerful as the Little Big Planet, like Little Big Planet 2, you know, with, like you said, the calculators, you know, the programmable AI, the really in-depth level creation, or is it like a Mod Nation Racers where it's okay, here's a few tools and some skins, just throw some stuff down and away you go?
Well, you can I'd say it's in between Mod Nation and LBP, because LBP you're creating levels. In Mod Nation you just create tracks, and then in you know, Infamous you're just creating missions, so you can't change anything to the city. You can set objects, like you can put as many cars or stuff and explosives like that as you want, and you can put different triggers for different things to where you can't kill this guy, you know, you make it to where you can't kill this person, but you have to kill this person. And you can just set the AI on how, you can just do standard stuff like health, if they're aggressive, their behavior, the AI behavior. But it's pretty good, it's pretty deep, like you can do a lot if you wanted. But it's not like LBP, because LBP, you're creating not just a story level in general, but you're also making the levels. So it's, LBP's a lot more, you know, defined,
right?
But it would be fun to mess around with. I want to finish the game entirely first.
Okay.
I actually think it's pretty in depth. I made a level for Infamous 2 and turned out pretty well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It's called FUBAR 408 Layer of Pain.
Uh oh, Layer of Pain.
Oh, good lord.
Is it a karma mission? Well, I'm on my
just
bad karma mission, so.
The mission objective, if it moves, kill it.
Nice.
One of those missions.
With pedestrians everywhere.
You know what I like in Infamous? Like, the first Infamous was like...
Tell us, Ace.
The first one was like...
Go ahead.
You can save the children, or you can kill them all. I always love the bad part, doing like the bad part. It's like hilarious when he says it.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously I'm going to choose that one. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's like, they're pretty crazy. Well, I have to say, I mean, I'm not going to, like, spoiler it, but, like, had the very last mission, because I played through good, like, the very last choice you make in the game, I was like, man, I was really, it was like this toss up, but, I won't talk about it more, just say I don't want to spoil anything, but, I like that the very last choice you have to make, and I wish when you beat the game, because when you beat it, it loads it, you know, it says like, oh, we rewound the clock, and you can go back and, you can play more to collect your stuff, but it doesn't give you the very last mission, so I couldn't play it to see the you know, evil ending. Which, I guess, is good, because I should just go back and play through it on Evil anyways. Just see the minor changes.
Yeah, I've played it on Evil and Good.
Yeah. I'm good ways into it on Evil right now. I just have to get I haven't been playing that much this week.
Well, I think we can actually move on, because we could talk about Infamous forever.
You're the guy who likes to talk about Battlefield 3 forever.
That's true.
I'm the guy here that talks to talk about Oblivion forever.
Uh-oh. See, man.
I just like to talk, period. That's what I like to do.
We need offshoot podcasts. That's what we need. We just need everybody talking about a game, and that's all they talk about. That would be chaos.
That would be chaos.
Yes, but 5,000 hours on that game.
You spent 5,000 hours on what game?
Oblivion. That's
228
days.
Oh, my God.
That's
Jesus Christ, man.
So you can believe me when I say I know everything.
That's like what you put to like an MMO, like what I did for FF11.
That's like what I do for real life.
The game.
You guys hear about the PlayStation 4 rumors?
Yep.
A little bit.
It's supposed to be coming out for 2012. That's supposedly.
DigiTimes.
Yeah.
Manufacturer. Well, you know, I since the other people also did the PS3, but the Foxconn and Pegatron technology, that's who the what DigiTimes was saying, that's the manufacturer, because they did the PS3. You know, back in the day, like, a lot of rumors and speculation were just that, they were nothing. But it seems like nowadays, especially with technology, and no matter what it is, even if it's something tiny, it seems like someone leaks it no matter what, and there's always truth behind, some truth behind what they're saying. So,
yeah.
But I don't know. We actually got to tie into this. We got listener mail asking about the PS4 from Dean147, the guy who was the ninja on Uncharted 2.
Let me tell you some about Dean147. I've done a lot of giveaways for PS3blog.net, and that guy has won every one of those giveaways that I've done.
Dude,
I don't know what this guy's problem is.
Dude, you should play
as
an artist,
drunk?
Man. That
he doesn't like sharing. He doesn't like giving other people a chance. Every time he wins. Every time. Okay, continue. That's all. That's all I want to say.
What he was asking was, basically, he was just kind of recapping on what the rumors were. Asking us what we think about the recent rumors and it having built-in motion controls, and also what we would like to see in a PS4 in terms of hardware and features. Personally,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
He'd like to see some sort of built-in PlayStation Eye 2.0 that has capability for voice recognition, navigation, and cross-game video chat. The cross-game video chat sounds interesting. Also, he wants to see a multi-video out feature where he can use two monitors in certain games and have a 1 terabyte hard drive. You know, the two monitors would be kind of cool, I suppose.
The two monitors was actually rumored. They almost came out with the original PS3 like that, and then they took one out. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that rumor at all.
It was when the first one was coming out. They were planning on having two video outs, but they took one of them out because it would be too expensive.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not
did
sure
not know that.
What you'd use it for, like, game-wise, like, exactly how you'd
understand. Yeah, it would be kind of limited.
I mean, even, like, people at my work, there's the entire sales staff and the other shipping department, they all have double monitors. And I'm like, one, you don't need double monitors for what the job you're doing. You can use one. There's no, you don't need it to, you can just alt-tab your way into stuff, and it's totally fine. But no, they need two so they could have double windows open. And I'm like, it makes no sense. But as far as the game goes, that would be, it'd be interesting. Especially if I could do something where I can play split screen on, you know, and play multiplayer co-op on my PS3, and my roommate's PS3 is currently down, so if I could split it and plug HDMI into my TV and his TV using a splitter, and then I could be player one, he could be player two on his TV, and then he could just sit, you know, in front of his TV. That'd be
cool.
Cool. But aside from that, I'm not sure what else they'd use.
I could definitely see an Eye or a PlayStation Eye 2.0.
I don't know about having it built in. Because,
yeah, not built in, but at least have it included.
Yeah, it limits the location in which you can put your PlayStation. It's like, okay, now if it has the Eye built into it, then I have to, you know, physically put it somewhere where it can see me. I don't like that at all.
I don't know. I think the whole double monitor thing is kind of moot at this point, because at E3 we saw Sony is putting out a new 3D monitor where it's got that neat little feature where
yeah, the split screen.
A two, Yeah, it's got that split. Really, wouldn't call it split screen. I'd more call it pancake screen, like a
3D screen or whatever. Yeah,
but that's more for multiplayer.
Yeah, one guy wears. Well, I mean, it could work for co-op too, right? Well, I mean, no, why not? If you're seeing two separate images as you would on a dual monitor, where I can't see your screen and you can't see mine, but we're playing off the same TV. I mean, then what's the need for a dual monitor, really?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that feature, the 3D feature that they're doing, is strictly for multiplayer. But if they did something with the multi-video, like you had an option, they'd have to do something innovative in a single-player game that would make you want to where you could still play on one TV, but if you had two for some reason, you know, you could plug them into both and... If there's some kind of benefit to doing that, like maybe you can see more, and if it was a game where like a heads-up display is a lot of information, you can look over on the other TV. Like I said, it's kind of, they'd have to do something for single player that would be innovative to promote it.
Don't you think though, if we're having, like we're using a dual monitor and we're playing the game off of one TV and having to look over at another TV for our heads-up display, don't you think that's just a little too busy for a console game? Is that too much going on?
Well, yeah, it could be. Like I said, that's why whatever they do, it has to be... It has to make you want to do it.
So there.
Yeah.
You freaking wild animal. Is that good enough for you? All right, continue. Sorry.
Play your Uncharted.
I'm not playing. I'm telling you. Treasure.
What were you saying, Tosh?
I was just saying I do remember one rumor with Metal Gear 4 that they didn't end up doing it, but they wanted to do like the little buddy, the MK2.
Yeah.
Like there was a rumor that you could have what he was seeing like on your PSP screen.
Yeah. I remember that.
Remember that was sounded really cool, but they never did it.
Yeah.
They've been spouting, you know, cross functionality between the PS3 and the PSP for years now. I remember when the PSP was released, shortly after the PSP was released, that apparently the PSP was supposed to work in conjunction with the PS3 as a rearview mirror for F1.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Challenge or whatever it was. Yeah. And did that ever happen? No, it didn't.
No. But that'd be weird, anyways. Like,
maybe- I want to see like a better browser. That'd be awesome, and shorter loading times would be pretty cool.
For PS4.
Yeah, built in. I like to see like Google Chrome on the PS4.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sexual.
Yeah, definitely better internet browser.
Chrome or Firefox.
Yeah.
And a better media player, I guess you could say. A media server. That's what I meant to say. It's kind of weird how it runs on PS3. Like I don't know.
I don't know if you guys use it. I use the media server quite a bit. Sometimes I'm just too lazy to convert my video files. You know, I got, you know, a terabyte of movies and videos on an external drive, and it's just, I don't want to go through that. No, I want to watch this. The wife wants to watch this. Got to convert it. You know, I like to use the media server. It's quick. It's fast. I can just play it out. No problem. I don't find a problem with it. I think it works just fine as it is. It's a little cumbersome.
Maybe just like some more codecs. I use it all the time.
Yeah,
codecs. I think more support for different codecs. Yeah.
You know, it'd be really cool if it's kind of a like in your face to Microsoft, I guess, is if they somehow got Apple to give them permission to media server with iTunes, because you know DRM with Apple is ridiculous.
Yeah, true.
There's a lot.
I think PS4, they're going to have some kind of built-in anti-piracy system. Because you see how they try to bring it to the PS3, right? Like how they, there's something they did where you put movies on your PS3. It's like they stopped it. It's weird.
They stopped it?
Yeah, like illegal movies. New movies that are like made like are sealed now. So, and they patch the PS3. And when they detect a seal, it just like shuts down the video on your PS3. It says like, you can't watch this. It's like underneath some kind of code. Yeah, I don't know if it's watch out for pirates.
I haven't put any like downloaded movies on my PS3 in a long time, but the ones I still have, I have still played.
Yeah. Any other wishes for PS4?
Just
Actually, I think I've got a good one for a PS4 wish. Is Foo Bear and his dogs done yet? Okay. Holy man, he got a kennel running over. Anyway, I'd like to see the card reader come back, honestly, myself. That multi-card reader, that has to come back. That was just the great. I still have my launch PS3.
Yeah.
I use it as a Blu-ray player for the bedroom, and that card reader has to come back. I love that thing.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely just the SD one. Yeah, for sure. Like,
I would like to see, like, the USB ports move to the back.
I don't know.
I don't know about the back. I'd say like two in the back, two in the front, and like four in the back, or something like that.
At least have some in the back.
I think I'd rather see two in the back and four in the front, because really, you know, me, I've got my wheel, my keyboard. I got so much crap to hook up into my PS3. There are some things that are continuously that I'd like to have permanently plugged into my PS3, and the back ports would be good for that. And there are only two devices. That's my keyboard, my camera. Other than that, everything else can be swapped. It's no big deal.
Yeah, that was something I missed when I bought my Slim, when I sent my launch PS3 in to get fixed, is only having two ports, because I was like, because I always had a keyboard and then my camera, but then it's like I'd be charging my other remote while because I have the two remotes, and I'd be charging one while using the other, and then I'd plug in my external hard drive has two USB plugs you have to plug in order to use, so it's like, I hate having to unplug, like, oh, if I want to use my external hard drive, I have to take out everything, which is fine if my controller's charged and I don't have to talk to anybody with the keyboard, but I just wish I could leave certain things in all the time.
Yeah, I got an accessory for my PS3 Slim, so it has four USB ports again on all the card readers, and it works pretty good.
Oh, see, I've got one of those USB hubs. It uses one of the slots to, you know, provide four extra slots for USB, but for some unknown reason, if the hub goes inactive, like if there's nothing using it, it dies out. Like, I was playing Mortal Kombat the other night, and I was in match two. I was about to win. My controller was dying, and I was charging it through the hub. The hub stopped working. I lost my match. Was not happy. So I don't know if that's just the hub or if that's something with the PS3, but yeah, I don't know.
What hub is it? What accessory is it called?
Pelican. It's a cheap little thing. It's called an MI. I don't know who makes it. It's just Micro Innovations.
Does it just rely on the PS3 for power, or does it have its own power source?
Yeah, no, it just relies on the PS3 for power, which is probably why it sucks.
I use the Nyko one, the one that's made by Nyko that just kind of clips into the USB and then it gives you like four.
I was wondering about that one too.
Yeah, that one actually works pretty well. I like that one a lot. And it clips in so it doesn't like fall out when you go to pull cords out or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Yeah, it's actually pretty sexual.
I've seen the USB cords for the remotes, like, get an extra maybe foot and a half to 2 feet in length.
Man, I don't care.
Well, I hate it, like, because on my Slim, I typically only have one controller bound to it, and then my other two remotes are bound to
it. Yeah, I guess it could be a little longer. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because I sit a few, you know, 4.5 feet away from my TV, and it's like if my controller starts to die, I can't. Like, sit all the way back while it's plugged in. I have to kind of lean forward and play, and it's just like, it'd be nice to be able to just kind of fully relax.
I think they should expand PlayStation Home more too on the PS4, make it bigger and better.
They should have it work from the home, work from like the PC as well.
Yeah.
And then have like remote play from an actual PC instead of just limiting it to, like a Sony laptop or a PSP.
Are you, going to be able to go to home on the Vita?
Good question.
I haven't heard that you can.
I'm not sure why you would on the go, but I was curious if they'd do
that. Another thing they got to do is keep the cost low for the PS4.
Oh, I think it'll be fine. We had the conversation before. It'll probably definitely be not as high as it was when the PS3 came out, because like I said, all the hardware's there. Everything's
yeah.
Basically, you know, everything's going to stay almost the same. It'll just change a couple of the
people. Just add more specs to it, really.
Yeah,
just got to up the specs. That's about it.
Run DirectX 11. I wonder if they do it so they can update, like, more than what they can update. Not, like, with firmware, but if they can add, like, more stuff. How they used to, like, update a... I don't know if they've done it recently, because I haven't had any flash problems on browsing, because I haven't browsed the internet like this in a while, but I know they used to update flash very slowly, but that's because the web browser was garbage, so I'm curious if they get a new web browser, if they'll be able to do some actual better upgrades through firmware.
One thing I would like to see is kind of like an apps type thing. Just like small,
like an app system, like an app store.
Yeah, like say I don't know, just an individual app store for the just PS3. Just for,
I
like,
think they should just work features. With like work with Apple, get some kind of deal going on with them. That'd be freaking awesome.
Well, Apple hates not doing anything with people that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah,
I know that.
Apple hates any. Sorry, I was just gonna make. Apple hates anybody that's not Apple. I mean, if just recently they actually got a patent approval for touchscreen technology, so Apple now owns touchscreen technology.
I hate that concept of copyright on who was it? Someone was suing Ford, the Ford company, saying, "Oh, you use tech that's you created something that allows you to." Use voice commands for dialing a phone in your car, and like they said, they patented not what they were using, but that idea of being able to use your voice to call.
You can't
like that's how
an
I'm
idea.
Like,
that's absurd.
That's retarded. It's different if they use your technology and they're not paying you for it, but not say, oh, like if I sit here and I go, oh, I have an idea, I should be able to blink twice and my TV turns on, and then it's like, no, I can't. If I create the tech is what I have run. I don't. If someone else makes something kind of off that, whatever. But that's whatever.
Bullshit.
I mean, exactly.
No, you know, speaking of App Store, the PlayStation Network's supposed to be getting a makeover.
Really?
That's what I heard.
I didn't hear that.
No, you really no one heard that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay,
good. I heard.
I'm not the only one. Yeah, it's supposed
you're
to
not
get
crazy.
A,
it's okay.
They're gonna make it more streamlined, kind of like Steam and Xbox Live, I guess. A little more streamed, less cluttered. The background's not gonna be blue anymore. It's gonna be black.
And well,
it's supposed to be more used for Steam. Wouldn't be bad. Steam's kind of easy to navigate.
Yeah, I find Steam clunky. I don't know about you guys, but I find Steam a little clunky. I also find the PSN store pretty clunky too. But you know,
I can navigate it, but I wouldn't mind having like a couple better search options.
Yeah, the search system's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You search for one thing on the PSN, like, you think you got the exact search, like, okay, I'm going to search Magic, you know, I'm going to get that Magic the Gathering, and then Magic the Gathering 2012 or whatever,
yeah.
But you wind up with, like, 500 results. It's just, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully they redo that.
Yeah. So we'll see how, I'm not sure exactly when it was supposed to be rolling out, but supposedly sometime soon.
Can only pray.
I don't know if you guys heard about that the PlayStation Network Pass program that they're introducing.
I saw it a little bit today.
Yeah, I was reading about that today. I don't know. I mean, it's isn't it similar to what
EA is doing,
with their games, right?
Yeah, it's basically it sounds, but the way they say it. Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, I guess they're trying to get rid of, like, used games, right?
Well...
They're losing tons of money on that stuff. That's why it was done, you know, in the first place with EA.
But it says pissed. Here, like, if you listen to what the spokesperson says when they comment on it, they said, they're like, we're always evaluating new programs for our online offering, and starting with the Resistance 3, they'll be instituting the Network Pass program for PlayStation games with online capabilities. This program will be game specific, so it's not going to be every game. It's only going to be certain ones. I'm sure just first party. I'm going to assume, And the games that are a part of this program will include a single-use registration code, blah, blah, grants the account holder redeem the code full on the Nexus title. It's an important initiative as it allows us to accelerate our commitment to enhancing premium online services across our first-party game portal. So I think it's only going to be first-party games, but it must do something. Like, you must get extra features for doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, like, maybe, like, certain things, like, with Facebook integration or stuff like that. Like, there must be something more to it than simply you have to buy new. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's more something that you're going to get anything extra. I think it's more so that, you know, it's going to help recoup a little bit. Like, because, like FooBear said, you know, they're losing tons of money on the used game market. And, you know, I can understand that, you know, $10 for an online pass for a game. You buy, let's say, NHL 11. You buy it used right now. I can get it for $20. And then you spend an extra $10 to unlock the online pass. So in total, $39. You're still saving, you know, $20 off new, right?
Well,
so it's to recoup a little bit of a bit of the cost because, yeah, you go to EB Games, I'd say 60% of their sales are used games.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Dude, GameStop's all
Stop
sure.
EB.
Yeah, GameStop's all.
I hate GameStop.
Their revenue is strictly basically bait. That's how they make a lot of money. But I think right now they're the ones who are eating that $10 fee because I know when that happened, all those games, they drop it and then they eat the price. So when you buy it, they give you, when you purchase something, $10 of what that is for the online pass already. So they're eating that $10 currently. They're not making it, like, putting on
orders. You know, I like buying, you know, I'll buy used games. I have no problem with buying used games. But if it's an online game, like a sports game, like NHL, or, you know, a SOCOM or a Call of Duty or something that will require an online pass if I buy it used or might, you know, I'll buy it brand new. It's because, you know, I enjoy the game. I believe in the company and I want to support that company. And if I'm going to play it mostly online, I'm going to want to buy that new instead of used.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, we've had that conversation before a couple podcasts back how I like to support the studios that have the games. Plus I have a thing, an OCD thing. I dislike buying used. Unless I've owned something previously and I lost it, like a CD, like a music CD, I'll buy it used. Or if that game's no longer in production, obviously, because it's old, I'll be like, oh, here's Shadow of the Colossus or something, you know. But, yeah, typically if I buy a game, I only buy new. But.
Well, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, I've got, you know, I'm sitting in front of right now 85 PS3 games, discs alone. You know, that's not to count what's on my hard drive, but most of them are new. But if I do buy a used game, it has to be pristine. Like I can't have the case. It's an OCD thing. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. I don't want it all scuffed up and scratched. I like to know that the CD is, you know, it's brand new, and it's like when I bought my first car, I was like, if I'm gonna buy a car, you know, because my dad bought one when I was a kid, and then I was like, if I get a new one, I'm just gonna buy a new. I'm not buying used. I'm buying brand new, and that's what I did. It's like I need new. But,
I don't know. But I think I'd like to throw a different topic out there, if I may,
right?
With the Duke Nukem review I just put up. it's not a promotion for my review, but you know, I've read so many mixed reviews on Duke Nukem. You know, it's 14 years in development. I want to know if, you know, any of you guys have tried it yet.
I played the demo.
Yeah, I played the demo.
Trooper has something to say about this, I think.
You're gonna sully this quality podcast with that Duke Nukem horseshit.
Clearly,
really?
He hasn't listened to the other podcasts.
I missed last week's
that
podcast.
That is the biggest pile of crap, cartoon horseshit, $60 waste of money I've ever seen. Ever.
Dude,
I actually apologized to my PlayStation after I played the demo. It's terrible.
It's actually the longest running PlayStation or PS3 blogcast topic ever. like we've discussed it in almost every podcast.
Oh, well, we can move on then.
No, I just think it's funny because every time we bring it up, it's always like, that Ace is always like, that game sucks. And Poober's like, I hate it. I had to wash my PS3.
Sucks is an understatement, all right?
But, you know, like I said, I know there's people who enjoy it, you know, just for the silly fact or whatever, for the moments that are good, and that's fine. I mean, if
silly.
You're a fan, good.
This is silly.
It ruined some damage. I'm sorry. It ruined
it. Did. It really did.
Yeah. But, well, like I said, I knew it wouldn't be anything spectacular, but I'm hoping now that with the next one, like I said, it'll be up to date, and then it'll be, the gameplay will be good, you know, or... You know, I don't say it's not good
or
enjoy it, but
or
know.
maybe just maybe they'll, you know, just not make another one.
Well,
they need to make another one. There has to be retribution for this last one. I'm a Duke fan. I've been playing Duke Nukem since the DOS days back in 1991. Like I'm Duke Nukem long time fan.
Yeah,
but you know, I will agree that this has not been the best showing. Like, the last good Duke Nukem game was, what, 1998, Duke Nukem 3D?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Every other game since then is just big ass. They suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out his review.
Yeah.
They could have fixed it.
I gotta read it.
I'll give you a review. Game stinks. End of review. There you go.
Game's bad. Don't buy
Shortest
it.
Shortest review ever. Oh. FooBear 408.
I almost wanted to do that, but I needed to give it a fair shot. There are good points to it.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of, you know, there is a lot wrong with it.
Yeah.
But for fans, it's a good game. Just buy it used.
$19.99 each.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, if you're a fan, get it used for $19, or if you can't find it used, which is probably hard to believe, wait for it to price drop to
$39.99. Jeez. God, just do yourself a favor, go out and steal it so you don't have to pay for it. Better yet.
Yeah, whoever, that was the criminal
whoever
record.
Whoever made that game, they need to choke on a cock. Because that
Jeez.
Is awful.
Jeez.
Oh, that is rough, because I'm going to say right now, 2K Games made that, and they came up, BioShock. I mean,
You said a bad word, Fubert.
Oh, you said a bad word.
Sorry.
You said a bad word. Would it be ironic if I censored cock with the rooster crowing?
Yes. It would be ironic.
No. But
it would be, no, if Activision made Duke Nukem, they'd just send out map packs for $14.99.
Exactly. I picked up what you were saying earlier, but I knew no one else caught it, so I was like, oh, wait, I'm sure he'll say it again. But, you know, it was back funny, speaking of back to the like PlayStation Network Pass and EA's thing. Did you guys know that the 3DS, I believe it's
What's
for...
What's a 3DS?
Okay, I'm not talking about hardware. Anyways, Capcom, for I believe they did it for Resident Evil Mercenaries, and I think they're going to do it for the other Resident Evil games that are coming out in there. But I think it's Mercenaries they started with. They did a thing to where the save files on the cartridge can't be deleted, and that's how
wow.
I didn't know that.
That's how they're. That's kind of like their way of fighting used game sales. Because if you can't delete the game saves, then the stores won't want to sell them. People won't want to buy them.
Really?
Them slick bastards.
I mean, it sounds like okay. Yeah, sure, whatever. But it's. I think. It should bind itself. The cartridge should bind itself to, if it binds itself, like to the main system that uses it, the 3DS that uses it. That way, at least, you know. I mean, I'm not one for multiple save data files unless I'm playing like Fallout or you know, a game with really good cutscenes and I save before that cutscene or something. You know, like I have a couple of those, but I would hate to if there's only like three. Like in my head, I'm thinking three slots. I don't know how many there are, but I'm thinking like, you know, a small amount of allocations you can have for save games, and if you want. If you're sharing it, because a lot of people with handhelds usually end up sharing a game, like, especially, you know, couples. They go, hey, I'll play this, and you'll play it, like, for Pokemon and stuff, and I'll play it, and you play it. So it'd be, it'd suck if you just ran out of, you couldn't save any new games, and you just,
he used the P word, the P word, that's, ugh.
No,
good Lord.
Don't insult
Six years old?
It's a classic.
Oh.
Hey, people.
Oh. Caught a wild Pidgey.
People still play that, and it's.
Boo, Pokemon!
My cousin is still playing it. and searched my roommate.
Really? Pokemon? You know, I would rather talk about Duke Nukem. All right, let's go back to the Duke Nukem talk.
No, we got to catch them all.
Oh, God.
No. We need to be the very best podcast there ever was.
No, I'm not done with you. You're a grown man, aren't you, JCM?
I am.
Probably own your own car, pay taxes.
I pay taxes,
job,
I rent.
That kind of stuff.
Yes, I are.
Yeah.
I are
you play old. Pokemon? Really?
Not now. When I was a kid, I did.
I would travel across the land.
When I was in junior high.
Far and wide. Dun, dun, dun.
Each Pokemon. Like, right when it first came over. Like, that's when I... I got into it because I was in junior high.
I'm sorry. I'm a grown man myself. I pay taxes. I work hard. I'm married, you know. I have never, ever, ever played a Pokemon game in my entire life. I'm almost 30 years old.
That's
Like I said, I
love
you, Pokemon.
Pokemon, never, never, never.
Tell it from the mount.
When you're a kid, it's fun, you know. I'm not.
Oh God.
I just think it's funny because it's every game that comes out. It seems like when I see the reviews on a website, it's always like, isn't it just the same game, just a different color?
Yes, it is. It is the same game over and over again.
Yeah, and then
yeah, that's
like,
all it is.
You can't really create.
I mean,
new
how
creatures?
How,
it's like. You only have so many elements.
We'll trade another Pokemon.
How can you make a game like that different? Oh, I'm going to go out with my stupid little Pokeball thing. Oh, look, something or other. There's my ball. Catch it. Fight it. You know, there's no difference to it.
And the name.
Or, you know, I think, you know, back to my younger years in gaming, I remember games like, you know, Mario, Zelda, and shit like that. Like this.
They still make those exact games on Nintendo consoles now.
Well, that's the only thing they have.
And they like to remake.
Talk about Nintendo.
Nah, no, we're not going
to
get.
Yeah, how did we get to Nintendo? We got to kind of get back.
Yeah, this is PlayStation.
Because Nintendo is the oldest.
Yeah.
And
Nintendo makes cartoon horseshit for kids. That's what Nintendo makes, all right?
Oh, God.
You want to play a real game on a real man's console, you play PlayStation.
I was mainly just bringing up Capcom. It's just related to the fact that they were doing that with Nintendo. But, anywho's.
Hey, let's talk about a cool game. How about L.A. Noire and the new Rockstar Pass? What do you guys think about that?
No.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Who said no?
Someone
said no.
Genetic said no.
Genetic's like, nope. It's
no.
Oblivion.
I cast Chameleon Spell. You cannot see me.
I don't know. I bought the Rockstar Pass for L.A. Noire. I got a big thing, and I got a big thing planned with all the new DLC. The new DLC cases coming out for the site, so I'm kind of pretty stoked about that.
If you want to know my opinion for L.A. Noire, you should watch that episode of South Park where everything looks like shit to Stan.
I haven't seen that yet. I've heard about that.
That's like
and
the last one that was there.
Yeah.
Everybody's wondering if there's going to be another episode or not.
Yeah, there's gonna be another. But it was hilarious. Like, what's so great about this game? You just sit there, hit the X button, watch people talk.
But everything, it's like everything changed at the end of the episode, though. So it was like, everybody's wondering. I mean, not that every episode, whatever happens, is, you know, the continuity doesn't stay there with other episodes, you know. But everybody's wondering, like, man, so much happened. Like, they moved and all that. And it's like, dude.
That ice cream Stan had, it looked delicious, let me tell you.
How does this music sound to you? Sounds like shit. How about this music? That sounds like shit, too.
Wait, that sounds like shit to you?
Wait, no, that shouldn't sound like that. Yeah, that was
fun. Adam Sandler in Rated R for Pirates. Phew.
Oh, God.
Whatever, you'll pay to go see it.
He's a duck. He's a duck. Oh, man. Did anybody see, I don't know who else is excited for, or I shouldn't say excited, but is looking forward to Deus Ex. But there's that over about 12 minutes of footage with commentary.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Deus Ex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blah.
Oh, you don't like it? Oh,
who's saying blah?
That's Baba.
Me, that's Baba Booey. I'm not impressed. I'm sorry. Huh? I'm not impressed.
Well, that's fine. You don't have to be.
I played it a little bit at E3, and I just... it looked cool. Like, the hacking thing is kind of fun, but... I just didn't really get into it too much, honestly.
What is this game called again?
Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
You can go ahead.
Sounds gay.
It's a prequel.
Thanks.
Sounds gay.
It's like, there's no one charging.
Gay.
The story is what I'm interested in. The gameplay, as long as the gameplay is fun, I'm mainly interested in the story. Because I knew I never played any of the Deus Ex games back in the day, but everybody I knew always loved them. Like, oh, the game's great. And I watched, like, the entire story on YouTube just to see, you know, they always say, let's play. I did that just to watch all the story stuff.
I heard the stories are great. It's just I've never even heard of it before. So
yeah, the premise behind it is cool story-wise, but...
Yeah, that's what's...
Hopefully really they have a demo so I can try it out again, because I didn't get to play it too long.
I'm sure they'll release one before, because it comes out in August, I believe. So,
okay.
They started showing stuff off like a while ago.
Well, it was supposed to come out in February, and then they pushed it, and they pushed it again, and I was hella bummed about that. And I was like, but...
Okay. All right.
Meh. Still say meh.
Yeah, it's fine. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
If you don't like it, don't like it. I'm not gonna... Not gonna force it on you. That wasn't much else.
I'm just sitting here counting down the days for Skyrim.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we haven't talked much about Skyrim.
Have you guys
a hot button issue? I mean, you know,
have you guys read Megafire's review or whatever on Skyrim?
No, I'm not into Skyrim, so I don't really.
I'm not a big. Yeah,
you guys can talk about Skyrim.
That's all you guys. That's your stuff.
You guys got problems with Bethesda?
No, it's not my kind of game.
It's not my, yeah.
Like I said,
be like Fallout.
Well,
is there like a dragon and trolls and stuff like that, or?
I'm a troll. What's your point?
Yeah, when I played
Genetic
Oblivion,
is definitely a troll.
When I played Oblivion, because I bought it back when it came out, because it was like there was no other games on PS3 at the time, it seemed. And they did it, and everybody's saying, oh, it was better. It looked better than the Xbox. Like, they did a better job. And I played it, and it was fun for a while. But what really got on my nerves, and I guess because I'm so used to other RPGs, is I didn't like the idea that... I didn't like how everything leveled up with you. And then it just... After a while, it seemed... I couldn't grab at the story. And I played it for a while, and I kept playing it. Just... The game mechanics just didn't really in. Although I have to say... When I accidentally got turned to a vampire in that game, and I didn't even notice it, like, that, like, re-sparked my entire interest in the game, because everything changed, and I got really excited, and I played it again nonstop once I became a vampire, but then the same, once that wore off, then I kind of quit. I never finished that game. It's, like, one of two games I still haven't ever beaten on my PS3.
I don't know. I bought I bought a lot of the DLC, well... I actually got the Shimmering Isles disc version of it. I really enjoyed, you know, there's just so much to Oblivion. There's a lot you can do. It's really open-ended. And I'm really looking forward to Skyrim. I think what they, you know, they can take what they learned from Oblivion and really set Skyrim on fire. It's going to be a good game.
It looks like this time they didn't actually drop the ball on the character mechanics.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I found that
the Oblivion characters look kind of cartoony.
Oh yeah, big time.
I'm like, it's like did they downgrade the system from Morrowind? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm like, whatever. I'm gonna be an Imperial and talk my way through stuff.
Yeah.
And when I say talk, I mean when someone says something, I taunt them until they cower in fear.
What?
I don't know. I think with Skyrim, they're gonna hit their stride. I think this is gonna be a breakthrough title for them for sure.
The only thing I'm worried about is, just like with all their other games, I'm sorry to say, Bethesda is like my favorite game company. But when it comes to the Elder Scrolls series, the story mode is short. The main quest is always short.
Too short. Too much side quest, not enough main story.
I mean, I went through and beat the Oblivion main quest in under 2 hours. That's my quickest run. I beat the Morrowind main quest in under 7 minutes.
Holy shit, keys.
Did you do, like, a glitch to do it?
Oh, no. In Morrowind, there is actually a legit way. It's like, create this, use this, your major skill, blah, blah, blah. Levitation, climb over the ghost fence.
Yeah, see, that's basically, like if you were to max out, like if in Fallout there was like a door next to the door you started, but if you cap out your lock picking, you can just pick that door and you win. That'd be
No, it's like, it's real simple though. It's like you're level one and then you just levitate all the way, and then you get up there and you grab the heroic weapon or whatever it is. You just bash your way through, grab the other weapon, beat kill the main guy, destroy the object, whatever it is. Game's over. You win. Hooray. 7 minutes. You can find several different videos on YouTube if you, right now.
That guy sounds like Bob Costas. Feeling like watching Sports Center.
Bob Costas.
Yeah, I'm into the Oblivion in 2 hours. Me and my friend had a contest.
Nice.
Granted, my fastest time was due to the fact that I was already level 50. Because you can hold off the main quest as long as you want. It's been a year, and yet the enemy hasn't made a move. Really? That's awesome.
You guys definitely definitely know your Oblivion shit. That's all I gotta say.
I'll give, if Skyrim has a demo, I'll give it a shot, another chance to see if it's, if I get into it.
Yeah, I'll definitely try it out.
From what I've seen from Oblivion,
really,
I just couldn't
rude.
Get into it. And I don't know what it was about Fallout. I think it was just the VAT system for me is what made it.
I never used the VAT system. That's the funny thing.
Oh, that.
I love Fallout.
I loved it and how bloody it was, just blowing people. Like, I love that. It was so
and
much fun.
Going over and just tearing the body of Hars.
How strong is your computer?
I don't. Right now I have a Mac, but I didn't have a computer before when I bought games.
If you actually have like a strong, if you have a good enough computer, you should get Oblivion off Steam. And those mods, man, oh, those delicious mods.
Same thing with Fallout. They got a lot of crazy mods for Fallout.
I mean, these mods though, the Oblivion mods. It's called Sexy People or something like that. It's called Beautiful People. And there's another one. It made Uriel Septim, that 88-year-old guy. It made him look fabulous.
Super.
He looked fabulous. He looked like he was 23 or something. He was fabulous. I'm like, oh my god, it was wonderful. My friend uses a mod to have a. He uses a mod to have like a little anime girl. He's like, I want to be the little girl with the big axe. I'm like, you do that.
Good lord.
There's just so many mods for everything. I got some mods for my Morrowind here, and it's mainly just to make everything look like. Upgrade graphics is really all my mods do.
Yeah. Everything on the PC community is. Every computer game has mods for.
They got everything.
I like all the mods are fun. I wish they'd do something to where you could, for certain games, you can translate those mods somehow to the console version.
Well,
not necessarily
big
ones, but like just for skins. Like as it, like joke skins and stuff like that. That'd be kind of fun.
Well, when the PS3. When the PS3 got hacked with the firmware and shit, people actually they could actually use like Just Cause 2 PC mods on PS3. You just had to translate it over. It's pretty awesome.
It's not a far stretch to make a mod community for the console console games, because all you guys
PC gamers get so pissed.
Well, they would, but I mean. Fuck, whatever, right? But, you know, really, all you got to do is release the SDK, this software developer's kit.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you'd make your own patches for the game. So, really, it's not a far stretch. I don't know why they don't do it. I mean, it would they would definitely add a different level, like a whole nother level of...
How you say, bueno.
Bueno. Bueno. But yeah, no, it would definitely add a different level to gaming, and it wouldn't be that hard. And I don't understand.
Maybe we'll see some maybe we'll see like a more open PS4 where people could actually customize more.
You know, like I don't think it's a matter of another console. It's fine. We could do it with the PS3. I mean, you go on your computer, use your software developer's kit on your computer, do what you need to do, load it onto a flash drive, plug it into your PS3, patch your game, and bada bing, bada boom. You know, and there you go. That's basically all you need to do.
Yeah. You know,
while we were on the subject of Bethesda, I heard some disturbing rumors, actually.
Oh, I don't like disturbing.
I heard that... Our good neighborhood Activision is trying to buy out Bethesda.
No.
Oh, no.
No, you got to be kidding me.
They're trying to buy out everybody. I mean, they already, I don't know if they bought out Blizzard or they just Jewed up together. Super to make Super Jew.
No, they bought out No, they did. They bought out Blizzard. It is now called Activision Blizzard. It is Bobby Kotick, that MF-er, can't stand that dickhead. But yeah, no, he has controlling say in what Blizzard now does.
So wait, they own World of Warcraft, right?
Activision, why World of Warcraft. Yeah.
It's so cheap now.
I mean, well, you know, they own, you can get the first two expansions. You know, you can get the main game and Burning Crusades and Wrath of the Lich King for $20 now. I mean, World of Warcraft has been around since, what, 2005? So
it's been around
6 years. I mean, it's been around for a while, so it's coming to a close. And, you know, Activision will milk it for everything.
Oh, of course. If you see what they're doing with COD, right? Call of Duty right now, it's ridiculous what they're doing in the Modern Warfare 3.
You know, it costs $25 to throw your character to a different realm, the realm change.
Yeah.
It costs $25. 25? And guess what? Yeah, then they don't even do anything. It's automatic.
It's a script. It's a software script. That's all it is. When you put in to do a realm change or a faction change or a race change and name change, I mean, these things cost $7, you know, $10, $15, $25, you know, whatever. It's all scripted into the program. They don't got to do anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, it's $25.
Yeah.
$5 more, I can go get two months.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Next thing you know,
I never got into World of Warcraft. Never played it.
Just start throw it in map packs for $14.99.
It's not just World of Warcraft, but with Activision trying to, you know, with Bobby, I'm not going to say Activision, I'm going to say Bobby Kotick, with him trying to buy up every piece of video game real estate he can, I think it's going to be the downfall of the video game industry, because I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. You know, Bobby Kotick has gone on record to say that all he considers gamers, you know, gamers like us, he just considers us as ATMs, you know. We're just money to him. He doesn't care about the players. He doesn't care about the product. All he's in it for is the money. And he realizes that the money that these game companies bring in, it's, you know, he can monopolize on it and he can take advantage of it. It's nothing.
Exactly what they're doing with Call of Duty.
Yep.
And with with all these game companies under his control, they'll vote yes to all games costing $100.
And all the DLC costing $25. You know, you get one map pack for $10. I mean, he's just going to keep driving up the cost, and he's going to dilute the industry with his tactics, quote unquote.
Maybe it'll be like a Matrix thing where whatever Activision starts doing badly, EA's like, oh yeah, well guess what, we're gonna do this, and then people just start going to
finally realizing and wake up that they shouldn't have to pay that much money for features that
kill
should be free.
Whitey. Kill Whitey.
That's right. Kill Whitey.
That's one small step for man. I had a dream.
Yeah, I love that movie.
You know, he still does want games to cost $100. He's still trying to push that.
Yeah.
Everything will be collector's
editions
only.
He's a butthole, and I don't like him.
And that's why he never shows up to any game things, because he'll get booed off stage.
No, that's true.
He get booed, he get things thrown at him. He would have to have a security entourage. If he went to an E3 or something, he would have to have police escort.
With the money he's making, he probably does.
He's got guys with riot shields.
I'd like to see that.
He's got guys dressed up from Call of Duty 2 with riot shields.
He lives in a bomb shelter.
Wouldn't doubt it. All the goddamn money probably lives in a bomb shelter.
Either that or he probably lives on the moon. I bet you anything, Bobby Kotick lives on the moon. He's got a fortress on the moon. Calls it Moon Zero, you know, Moon Base Zappa or whatever. Yeah, he's safe up there.
No, he lives. He's like Osama bin Laden. He lives right next to his enemy. He lives right next door to EA Games.
They never knew. They didn't know.
He built the tunnel system. Built the tunnel system right underneath EA.
Too funny.
You got a contest for us this week, Ace?
Oh, yeah, the soundbite contest.
Is it going to work this time? Because, you know...
It should work. Hopefully it works.
people don't know this, but I'm typically always editing this portion of the podcast when it comes to that, because he always has problems with the audio.
Yeah, so I'm just going to play the audio clip, and whoever gets it right, leave a comment in the blog cast post. And you're gonna, really? Are you serious? I'm going to punch you in the face.
Foo Bear for the win.
He does it all the time. That's his sound effect. He's not really... He has a soundboard. He's not burping.
All right. I'm just going to play it, and then whoever gets it and says it right is going to get the 150 blog points. So here you go.
And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going to the beat. And everything is going...
There you go.
So,
you know, okay. I know that song well, and I have to say that beginning part with those vocals, it's hard to remember that in any of the times I played the game, but I know what song it is. But anyway,
you should. Everyone should know what this
not,
is.
Not everyone, but
everyone.
We'll see. Dean'll get it.
Dean'll get it. Exactly.
Yeah, Dean'll get it.
He won like the last two ones.
I think Pedro might get it.
Yeah, maybe. Or Eden will sneak in and be like, look, I got
it. I don't know. Pedro's pretty backwater. I'm going to put it to Jason. He hates everything, you know.
My buddy Jason.
With Jason hating everything,
yeah.
He knows everything.
But he hates it all.
The only thing that he doesn't hate is Monster Hunter. Jason, that's my shout out to you, Baba Booey. I love you, buddy.
I think Blackstaffer's going to get it.
And then write and complain about.
I'm counting on Megafire. Megafire might get this.
I'm gonna have to go with Dean 147. Dean 147 wins everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know if I want him in the poker tournament. I want to do something with him now.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. When are you gonna kick that off?
Huh? Yeah. Well, I started writing the post and I didn't finish because I was trying to pick a good date and I didn't want to do it while I was gonna do it for last week and I changed my mind and I was gonna do it this one, but because it was the holiday week. But I'll probably end up. I gotta tweak a couple rules, and probably get it going.
Might be good to do it after the Uncharted 3 beta.
That's what I was thinking too. Is like get it after that as well. But yeah, I'll definitely get it going soon.
Yeah,
you know, I've got a Resistance 3 beta code that I probably won't use.
Oh yeah. Well, hold on, because I'll use it. Let me. Get in here real quick. Nice. Yeah, if you want to read it off, or I give it away somehow.
I had a PS3 copy of the Oblivion 5th Anniversary, but I let's just say there was a certain someone that literally begged me to death to have it.
He died from begging? That's crazy.
He begged me to get it.
To death.
He's like, yeah, to death. I think he was going to die if he didn't get it.
I died. As my last wish, I need that.
But give
game.
It to me, the 5th anniversary edition. I'm like, need... he's like, first he's like, how did you get it? I'm like, I asked Bethesda. They gave it to me.
Nice.
You're like, I have over 5,000 hours on this game.
I need to live out the last 258 days of my life in Oblivion.
That's right, I sure do.
Yeah.
You must give it to me.
I know, I think my highest level character in that game was somewhere past the thousands, 2000s.
Yikes. But everything else levels up with you, so it doesn't matter.
The guards are 15 levels above you, so the hard mode is still hard.
Yeah. Man, that was
hard
one thing I hated about being a vampire.
Still hard, that's sound bite.
Is when I was a vampire, I didn't realize, like, I tried to go into the store, and all the orcs were like, I don't want to deal with you. And I'm like, oh, I hate you right now.
They're like, get away from me. You won't get any of my blood.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't even want to drink your blood, man. I'm this cool. And I have to go sneak and go back to the fort.
I just want to buy some mutton pies. I just want to buy mutton pies, man. Come on.
I just want a sweet roll.
Yeah.
this requires a celebration. Cheese for everyone. Wait, scratch that. No cheese. That isn't much of a celebration if you don't like cheese, true? Oh, Shale Gorath, you crazy.
Boy.
I bet you Foo's still playing Uncharted.
I am not playing Uncharted.
Why do I hear your controller going off?
Actually, that's controller.
Not me. He's not logged in. Oh my god.
That's actually me.
Oh.
Dean's online. Oh, shout out to Dean. We see you, or I see you. Level 16.
Oh yeah, we had another shout out. I don't know how to say his name. Do you want to say his name, JC?
Oh, hold on. Let me scroll up and see if I can find it. Nisa Rarain. They sent us an email.
Nisa Rarain? What?
They sent us an email and just said, it wasn't just, hello. That was the email.
Yeah, he said hi.
They said hi. So from PS3 Blogcast, I'd like to say hello back.
You know, you can say more than like two letters, you know.
Yeah, you can write us, ask us a question. Preferably not, how's your day? But
how's your day?
Describe my day in detail for you.
Let's invent a question. No. Let's pretend he asked us a question. Why don't we just answer something he just, you know.
Oh.
Now we gotta
make up something.
Johnny on the spot. Oh,
man. Yeah, you know. The test.
The question from him, I believe, would be, why is Genetic Mania so awesome?
I
have a good answer.
It's multiple choice.
Question. And every good question deserves a good answer.
So it's a true or false, is that what you're saying?
The hell? Foo, what are you doing with your mic, all right?
Not doing anything, sir.
The plane phone.
Foo on the soundboard again.
You're a soundboard.
Yeah, I am a soundboard.
Yeah. So, someone had the Resistance 3 beta code, though?
Yeah. No, I've got a Resistance 3 beta code that I am probably not going to use. So, if we want to do some sort of a giveaway for it, or I can just quote the code online. Actually, no, because I don't think it's I don't think the beta is going on right now. So, it probably won't work. But
maybe you can still quote it and just tell them, hey, which also gives people a lot more people more chance to write it down, and then they just have to be first one to get it.
First one to get it. Okay, so why don't I do that? Okay. All right, so I'm going to read off a Resistance 3 Early Access multiplayer beta code. Now, the code is J6REDNC4K4M.
All right, and Link, woo! Redeem that code.
Redeem that code as soon as you can, and you get multiplayer access to Resistance 3.
There's no date on there. It says you can use it by.
No. I'm just looking at the sheet right now. I tried to look it up online to see when the beta was starting, but even there's no.
Is it August or something like that? Something like that. August
25th.
It might be in August because the release date is September 6th, so it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soon enough.
So just push it in every day. Try to get it.
Yep. Yeah. Just jot it down and punch it in, a couple times every day, and you never know.
She said.
You deserve a trophy for that.
Oh, really?
Dude, that's awesome.
Well done.
That was good time.
Nice. All right. Hey, I think for my first, partaking in the Blogcast, did not too bad. I gave away a beta code.
There you go. Now people will like you even more.
Oh, I mean, people already love me on this site.
You just got the podcast bump, so.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
It's like the Colbert bump, except it's a podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, well.
We all love Stephen Colbert.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, even us Canadians love Stephen Colbert.
That's right.
America's hat. Is that what he called it?
Called it America's hat.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've ran for a good amount of time on this podcast, so I think it's about time to call it. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, listening to us, and thank you, Ace, Tosh, Genetic, Baba, and Fubear for joining.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Welcome. It's my pleasure making your lives better.
It was good chatting with you guys.
Great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Another successful six-person podcast.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah. That, see everybody next time.
Smell you later.
Oh, he took my line.